The show is live and local, and we've got two live performing groups in our studio today, a group called You and Yorn, who are playing tonight at the Krannert Center. It's the Krannert Uncorked, most Thursday's event, and tonight it's at 5 o'clock. And they are a folk-ish duo. We'll be hearing them first on the show. And then we have the Diva and the Dude, who are singer Kathy Harden and guitarist Andy Baylor. They are going to be participating in a Krannert-sponsored event tomorrow night as the warm-up act for Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas outside at the Research Park on the University of Illinois campus. So Kathy and Annie will be with us coming up in the second part of the show. It's live and local. Stay tuned. That was music by the Goran Ivanovic group out of Chicago called Gates to the Unknown, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And I'm Kevin Kelly, your host for the show, as always, and we're on every Monday through Friday from 12 to 1 with lots of different kinds of music represented on the show. Our idea is to encourage you to go out and hear live music. And we have some live music for you on the show today. To encourage you to go out and hear these folks' full live shows, the first of which is tonight at 5 o'clock at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. It is the event that happens on most Thursdays at 5 at Krannert in the lobby, Krannert Uncorked. And they are billed here in the Krannert, on the Krannert website, as a folk duo, but from what Nick Dillon, one of the two members of You and Yorn, told me, that may or may not be an accurate designation, or at least not a very complete designation. So,
but we're
for traditional
folk fans, they might scoff at the idea that we would be considered folk.
So. Well, Nick and Heather Dillon are You and Yorn, and they're both with us in the studio for this part of the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
We had to do a rapid fire setup here. You got all kinds of equipment here. Lots of foot pedals for the guitar, and we have an instrument that I have never seen in real life before, which is an Indian harmonium, right?
Yes. Yep.
Tell us about that, Heather.
Well, the harmonium, it's kind of like a tabletop pump organ, I guess. Well, this one is. I guess there are bigger ones with foot pedals and all of that, but very pump organ-like. You have to pump air into it and has stops and drones and a keyboard on it. So have to have stops out in order for it to make sound, and kind of breathes through reeds, I guess.
But it looks like it's about maybe a foot deep by 2 feet wide, something like that. And
yeah, the keyboard's 3 octaves. Is it 3?
3 and a quarter.
Yeah, it's slightly over 3, I guess. 3 and a quarter. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it because I've heard very large harmoniums, which are the European style, like your grandmother's pipe organ, a pump organ.
Yeah.
Pump organ, not a pipe organ, decidedly. So, Nick, what are the various contraptions you've got at your feet?
I'm only using one of them. I'm using this. It's like a stomp box. It's made by these guys in Australia. It's just a little box made out of wood that has a contact pickup in it.
But the rest are effects pedals that you'll be using on the show tonight.
Yeah, the rest
tonight,
I use probably when I'm playing my electric.
You'll have the electric tonight.
Yeah, probably. We'll be switching back and forth.
So. All right, so we have just a little sample. Well, tell us about You and Yorn. Where'd you come up with the name, and how long you guys been at this business?
We didn't come up with the name. We have a housemate named Zach Grant, and he came up with the name because he comes up with band names daily. And this one we liked in particular, and we offered him cupcakes in exchange for the name.
So, so were you able to copyright the name at the cost of a cupcake, some cupcakes?
Frankly, we haven't copyrighted the name. So I don't know if that's something we need to do. But
I don't know either. Maybe I shouldn't have asked that question, lest somebody steal it for their group. But at least we're on record here first, folks, that on the 15th of July at 12:10, Heather and Nick Dillon had the name.
That's true.
So why would you say, before we actually hear a sample of your music, why would you say that traditional folkies might take some exception to the idea of calling your music folk music?
I would say that the use of electronic instruments exempts you, according to...
Well, I guess that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
very old time.
According to purists.
Purists,
yeah.
Probably stylistically, we vary beyond what would be considered traditional folk. But, I mean, when you have two people playing singer-songwriter-based kind of stuff, and inevitably there is some folk influence and, you know, in there.
Well, what is folk anyway?
I don't know.
I wonder what I'm not sure I've read a definition of folk music.
Yeah, we've taken to kind of adding some kind of adjective before the word folk, so indie folk or alternative folk or chamber folk or something of that nature.
Yeah. Kind of depends on the day and how we're feeling.
Well, on your website, it says here that your recent album, I don't know how recent it is, it would make things worse. Is that?
October 09.
Okay, so that's still recent.
Yeah.
That it's a, quote, culmination of a sonic evolution that has brought them, meaning you guys, out of the pedestrian indie folk singer-songwriter genre and into their current coat, lyrically driven atmospheric chamber folk.
it's a fall and winter album, I would say. What we're going to play today is more newer stuff and older stuff. So maybe some of the pedestrian folk and...
So will this be spring and summer?
We're feeling summery. All the current writing and most of what we're going to play tonight seems more appropriate for a 90-degree sunny day.
Well, our studio here is supposed to be soundproof, but I heard the very distinct sound of a hard rain just a few minutes ago.
So I assume
that's going on outside. Well, let's hear whatever you've got first. Is this a new one or an old one?
This is a new one. This is called A Look. One, two.
It all starts with a look, then love, then life. No one knows what it means. When they say they'll stay, I'll take a chance on you. I'll take a chance on you. I'll take a chance on you. Take a chance on you.
It all starts with love.
starts with the It all starts with love. 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 It all starts with love, then love, then life.
Song called A Look or The Look?
A Look.
A Look. With Heather and Nick Dillon, who are You and Yorn on Live and Local. They're going to be playing tonight at the Krannert Center in the lobby. The Krannert Uncorked weekly Thursday event. It's starting at 5 o'clock, and it's a free show as well. It's funny because that song actually sort of anticipated my next question here, which has to do about the evolution of you as two people. At the beginning of your bio, it says love, then music, then marriage, and the story continues.
True.
Flesh that out a little bit.
I guess. Well, we met in college, in a college class at ISU over in Bloomington Normal, and started hanging out, started dating, I guess, pretty much right away. And then started playing music together while we were dating. Nick was writing songs, and he wanted to start a band, and I don't know. I hadn't been actively playing music then, but he knew I had taken piano lessons, so he decided maybe I should be the keyboard player in his band, and, you know, I kind of got drug into it, I guess, but...
And she's been playing songs with me ever since.
Yeah, and like 9 years later or whatever, here we are.
And you've been married for how long?
7 years now.
Yep.
Yeah, we got married young.
7 years this past May.
Well, yeah. Congratulations.
We've been married.
Yeah. And the music continues. It hasn't the marriage hasn't screwed up the music.
No.
And the music hasn't screwed up the marriage.
Which is somehow.
Which so anyone who's spent any time on the road as a musician would know that's difficult on relationships. It hasn't been bad for us. We somehow do really well together in that context, but I know a lot of people learn to hate each other when they're spending that much time together, I guess.
Whether you're married or not.
Yeah, whether you're married or not. No. Friendships messed up for life, you know, maybe ended, you know. I've known many tragic stories of relationships ended by the road. So.
Yeah, by the band on the road. The band that you started in college, was this the band? Was there a larger band and you gradually weeded out everybody else?
Larger band, and it ended as bands do. And then we decided we were going to start a band that was kind of more focused on you can play with us or you can not play with us, no hurt feelings. But Heather and I were the steady, you know, two, and that was Casados. And then at a certain point, people were like, you know, that when you guys play just as a duo, it's really good. You should do more of that. And other people were like, I like it when there's seven people. You know? So I don't know what they meant by that. Actually, I have ideas. But so anyway, but we decided to try the duo thing, and that was You and Yorn. So You and Yorn, officially, we just have one release as You and Yorn, and then we've done other things.
So you're still the core group of you want to add players. No.
Well, I don't know. We're You and Yorn now forever, I think. And yeah.
That's what the vowels said, probably.
Yeah, something.
If only bands could take vowels. On the other hand, those would be broken as often as marriage vowels seem to be. But we don't want to say that in reference to yours. You said you have new and old. Do we have an old one next or another new one?
Sure, yeah. This is a song called 24. This is from, we put out an EP as Casados. We've played this song in a bunch of different variations, but this is today's, I guess.
Today's version.
Actually, this is the first time we've played it like this, so we'll see how it goes.
24 years and I'm on my own. Tried, but the devil won't leave me alone. Swore I'd change, but I can't stay right. Guess I'm gonna go be wrong tonight. Out of sight. She is a woman like you do not see, who waits for a man too patiently. Spoke my love, but the thought was cheap. Made her promises I could not keep. Oh, 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 losing sleep. Tripping down a trail we rode before. Scratch them wounds, won't bleed no more. Serve my time, said I changed my ways. Found no truth in the words I'd say. Inside of me, brought us here too faithfully. You claim no fruit from the seed I've sown. 24 years and I'm on my own.
You and Yorn here on Live and Local, Heather and Nick Dillon. Heather playing the harmonium and Nick on the guitar. And they're going to be playing their full show tonight at the Krannert Center in the lobby at 5 o'clock, where you can also have some beverages, courtesy of Sleepy Creek Vineyard. And on tomorrow night at the Research Park at the University of Illinois, there is another Krannert-sponsored show, which is the group called Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. Their opening act is singer Kathy Harden and guitarist Andy Baylor, and they're coming up on our show in about 10 minutes or so, so we'll be hearing from them as well. I'm still looking at a page from your website where you guys have some quotes from various people about your CD called It Would Make Things Worse, and two different reviewers use the word patient to describe your music. One of them says that the music is layered and patient, and another says that this is a patient album that rewards a patient listen. Do you have any idea what they might have meant by that? After all, you chose to put that on the website.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an accurate description of what the album turned into. I think it's a lot of finger picking and a lot of, you know, it's slower, mellower. Like I said, a fall or winter album, I think, is probably most.
Kind of, I'd say the songs are kind of introspective and,
yeah,
you know, they are slower and
yeah.
I think that's where the patient description comes in.
So if you're looking for a big bang right off the bat, or maybe anywhere
that's
at all,
not the album
it's not going to happen.
No, it's a little melancholy, I'd say.
Yeah.
Where does the melancholy come from? I mean, within you, not
question.
Just in a song. It is a personal. It is a personal question.
Yeah,
but then songs are personal statements if you're writing them yourself.
That's true.
I think that it was, you know, an album that came together with like the collection of. My parents' divorce, kind of throughout college, reflections on that, and an accident. I almost died just a few years ago. I had a tree
just
fall
two
on
years
me.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, just a couple years ago, a tree fell on me, and so thinking about, you know, life and love and, you know, all these things. You know, it kind of leads you to write some mellow, introspective songs. So
are you the sole singer songwriter Nick, or do you do joint efforts between the two of you?
I have never discouraged the idea of joint efforts, but so far in our history I've been the sole singer songwriter.
Yeah, Heather is nodding yes to the answer.
Yeah.
To that.
Yeah,
question.
I usually have some veto power if
yeah.
I don't like something or want something to change. I usually have some power to make that happen, but I'd say Nick is the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Is that like the stereotypical female thing where you're asking the guy to move the furniture around and he puts it one way and they say, no, put it over there. Oh, no, put it over there. any shenanigans like that when she's commenting on your songs?
I don't know that we play into those roles very much. If anything, it's
yeah,
the reverse.
True. Yeah.
So I really hate to ask, but how did you end up with a tree falling on you?
A storm was whipping in really quickly and everyone was hurrying inside and I was under the wrong dead limb at the wrong time.
Wow, that must have been quite a storm.
Yeah, it was more of a tornado coming in. Yeah, so it was like one of those summer, June, typically, you know, and we saw a lot of them this year and it
yeah,
seems to happen all the time. But one of those storms just out of nowhere, sunny day, and then all of a sudden clouds roll in and winds whip and yeah, wrong tree.
And you need to clear out
so,
quick.
Yeah.
And not quite so, quick enough.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we're glad you made it, though, because we're able to have you here. And I'm sure that, you know, Heather would have been pulled up short,
yeah,
yeah,
to say the very least. Well, we have time for another one. Do we get to hear the man? You brought a mandolin, right?
Oh, we did bring a mandolin.
Yeah. You don't have to play the mandolin, but I'm just looking at it there, and I'm
we brought
feeling
it just
intrigued.
In case,
we did bring it just in case. You know, we'll do. Why not? Yeah, I just got it tuned slightly for this one. Is it okay if it's a slightly long song?
I suppose it depends how slightly long it is, but we've got about 4 minutes or so.
We will do a quick version of a song off of It Would Make Things Worse.
Okay.
If it's still raining outside, this song is
I have no idea. It's a windowless studio.
It is. So.
And I don't hear crashing rain on the roof at this
no,
point.
Wrapped in jeans, heavy holding water, I walked home through the rain and thunder down a road that flowed just like a river on a February night. My face was cold and I was thinking about that night when we were standing on a platform in that station, waiting for a train that never came. I can't wait. Sound. I can't wait.
sound. Hesitant release of covers. Blurry, I'd search the floor for slippers. Gather strength, aim for the switch to supplement the sun. The winter air likes to sting and splinter. Dry me out and leave me bitter with most ambition far away on a February day. It can dry me out. It can drive me out. It can drive me out. It can drive me out. Haste makes way so slow down. Gather up the crumbs in time, you'll see your hands will overflow, mending these words like needles as we sew these thoughts through pages like Kerouac and Thoreau. Rock and roll, she's a lovely burden. Many hearts seek her out for certain. Many sin and many suffer, longing just for one embrace. But for so few, spotlights glisten. Plenty words find no ears to listen. Most will not make it to the show. Through the February snow, it's impatiently, it's impatiently, it's impatiently, it's Kerouac and Thoreau.
That's way abbreviated, and we'll call it the radio version.
The radio version, and what was the name of the tune again?
I Can Wait This Out.
I Can Wait This Out, from the album It Would Make Things Worse by Ewan Yorn, who are Heather and Nick Dillon. And if you want more information, and I guess you can get this CD and other paraphernalia, you go to Ewan Yorn, that's YORN.com. But more to the point, you can go to the Krannert Center tonight and hear the full show. We just had a sampling of a few songs and a short version of one at that at 5 o'clock tonight in the lobby. In Urbana, and have some beverages, too, courtesy of Sleepy Creek Vineyard. Well, I appreciate your coming in today. You sound great.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You seem like a well-synchronized and very harmonious performing couple, which I hope says a lot about the rest of you. Coming up, Kathy Harden and Andy Baylor, the Diva and the Dude, who are going to be playing at the Research Park at the University of Illinois tomorrow night as to warm up the crowd for Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. They'll be with us in just a few here on Live and Local. The University of Illinois has a new president. Michael Hogan takes over at a time when funding continues to be very uncertain and people across the campus are looking for ways to preserve the essential mission of the university while at the same time cutting costs. We hope you'll join David Inge for a conversation with Michael Hogan on topics ranging from his experience in university administration to the many challenges he will face in his new job. That's going to be Friday evening at 6:30 on AM 580 and FM 90.9 and at 8:30 on WYLL TV. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. And that was Beau Soleil with Michael Doucet, who are a Cajun group. And that's by way of introduction of another Cajun group that you can hear live tomorrow night at the Research Park off of Oak Street on the University of Illinois campus. That part is the campus is in Champaign, just south, I think it is, of what is the name of the St. Mary's Road. And Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas are the headline band, I guess. They're at 7:30 tomorrow night. But before that, starting at 6:15, it's the Diva and the Dude, as they're billing themselves. And I thought I knew which was which, but then Kathy Harden said that Andy Baylor was the Diva. So
yes, I'm the Diva on Thursdays.
And that makes Kathy the Dude?
Yeah. I'm right. The dude.
You're the dude. Well, I think
no,
it's probably meant the other way around.
It's all interchangeable.
Right. So have you guys been playing together a lot or just for this occasion or?
Well, what? We've been playing together on and off now for a while now. I've played with Kathy's brother, Keith, on various projects for years and years and years. And from playing with Keith, Kathy would show up and we'd do like the Christmas Keith's birthday party, and we also do Kathy's birthday. So yeah, we've been playing together for a long time. However, these are all new songs for us, isn't it?
Fairly. We've
we did a gig for Shannon Cuffman, who I guess is now Kid Rock's guitar player, but I don't recall any of those songs being on this gig here.
Yeah, we did an opening set for Shannon Cuff. It's Cuffman.
Is it Cuffman? What is it?
Cuffman. Andy,
I don't know,
Kerfman,
somebody.
Cuffman, something like that. A couple of years ago, but Andy and I have talked for quite a while about putting something together and, you know, messed around with it a little bit. But this opportunity was really kind of the impetus for us to say, okay, let's do it. And so we've been working on it for a little while now just to get it together for this particular opening act and are planning on just letting it grow and grow and, you know, become a thing. A thing that we can do.
A thing that we could do. Well,
a diva and a dude kind of a thing.
Well, without any further introduction, why don't we let you do one of the diva and the dude things so we've got a little idea of what it is.
All right.
Then we'll talk more, a little bit more about it.
All right.
You want to start with the old school first?
All right, sure. We're going to do a Patsy Cline tune.
Oh, I was going to ask you about Patsy Cline. Well, we'll get to that in a minute then.
Well, we'll start out with a Patsy Cline. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a-shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a-shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, it was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, your love
never said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shine. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Take it, Andy Baylor. Well, it was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, your lover said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shine, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue, left me blue, left me blue. Left me blue.
Does Patsy Cline do that baloo at the end? Is that,
yes, she does. Yeah,
she does. Well, it's funny that you did that. You picked Patsy Cline because the last time you were on this show, Kathy, you were channeling Patsy Cline. I almost said Kathy Cline.
Yes, I was.
For the show was what always Patsy Cline at the Station Theater.
That's right. Yeah.
And you were on the show for another Station Theater production, The Great American Trailer Park Musical.
That's right.
In a
yes, sir.
Interesting role.
Yes, I was Badass Betty in that particular production and had a ball doing that. Not quite as much fun as the Patsy Cline role. The Patsy Cline role was, for me, just the best. It was the role of a lifetime for me.
Well, it was almost solo. It was just you and one other person.
Yes, yes. Joy Hoff Summer, who's a wonderful actress in the community. She played the role of Louise Seeger, who was a fan of Patsy's and befriended Patsy at a gig in Houston, Texas. And they began a correspondence of letters and phone calls, and they just had a really sweet friendship until the end of Patsy's life at age 30.
So what's the range of songs, since we obviously aren't going to hear that full range in the space of 15 minutes on the show, what is the range of songs that you have done over your singing time, you know, stylistically?
I started out in a band in the 80s called No Secret, which it just celebrated their 30-year reunion. We had a big hootenanny over at Fat City a couple of weeks ago. Dodie Cosmetti gave me my first opportunity to be in a band with her as her backup singer. And we did 80s rock, 80s everything. And then I moved into a band out at Prairie Lands in Thomasboro, called Night Flight, and it was you know, just kind of a top 40 rock and roll, little bit of country, a little bit of this, that, and the other. And I've just you know, I've sung a little bit of everything. I've sung some jazzy stuff. Blues is probably what I consider my forte. I fell in love with the blues when I first heard Etta James, Rockin' Ruth Brown, a lot of those divas of the blues and the rhythm and blues genre. Fell in love with them in the 80s, 90s, when I first heard them, and have worked on singing some blues over the last 20, 30 years. So I've sung, you know, a variety of types of music, and then I got involved with musicals and theater in the last 4 or 5 years, and kind of working on that type of performance as well.
Will the folks hear some blues tomorrow night?
Absolutely. We got some Coco Taylor. She's another one of my favorites. Yeah, we're just billing it Patsy Cline to Coco Taylor, you know, everything in between. And like I said, we've just started, you know, forming our set lists and hope to expand it to include many, many of the divas, you know, that cross many genres. Right now we've got Patsy Cline, two Coco Taylor, and a few divas in between. So
it's all going to be channeling other divas in addition to Patsy Cline.
Right.
Essentially, on the
That's
show.
What I'm working on.
Andy, are you channeling any particular guitarist in the course of this show?
Boy, that's a good question. No, I'm just trying to channel myself. I have a hard enough time with that, you know, much less some of the stupendous guitarists that have played with the aforementioned singers. Yeah, no, I mean, I suppose for the Patsy thing, Kathy and I are going to do the Patsy set, just acoustic and voice. And with that, I kind of have a Texas swing style country guitar that's electric but still has the Elvis kind of slap back to it, you know, the vintage sound. So I suppose that's on the agenda, but no, for right now I'm just trying to get Andy Baylor parts straight, you know. Then we'll work on, you know, get the Ouija board out and all that stuff and go from there.
Well, what's the range of Andy Baylor's music? I've seen you're doing a show, been doing a show for a while on the Fender Stratocaster?
Yeah, music for the Fender Stratocaster and other single coil Prophets. It's like a Dave Butler, actually a great guitarist writer. He categorized it as kind of a cabaret show, to where it's just the artists that use the Fender Stratocaster, from Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, any number of people. So in a way, it's similar to what Kathy and I are doing here. It's sort of a conceptual performance, as opposed to just greatest hits to, you know, to drink your beer to, you know. So there's some thought behind it.
That sounds like the name of an album, Music to Drink Your Beer By.
It could be. That. It could be very popular in certain areas.
I imagine that would be widely popular.
Yeah.
In many areas.
Yeah.
And that show, the Stratocaster show, that's solo.
Yeah,
you
it's solo.
Anybody else involved?
Yeah, solo. Yeah, it's just myself and the Devil Box, as I like to say.
Are you in other bands currently, or have been?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I've been a solo artist now for a while. I mean, I've always had the reputation of being a hired gun around here. For instance, George Faber wanted a lead guitarist when he did his Finchley Boys show, his reunion last week. He wanted a solo guitarist to accompany him for the first set. So I get the call, you know. It's basically, it's a very utilitarian workman kind of ethic with the guitar. It's, okay, sure, you need someone to play it? Well, I'll do it. Blues, country, what have you, you know. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Andy's a great hired gun.
Thank you, ma'am.
Excellent hired gun.
Thank you, ma'am.
So that's the definition of the dude in this case.
That would be it.
It's sort of like Butch Cassidy and the dude.
Yeah, the Sundance Kid. That's a
gun,
good.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good comparison. I like that. Paul Newman, Robert Redford. Sure, I'll go with that.
You can credit me for that.
You will get a check for that too.
That's yeah, as big as the one you're getting today.
Checks in the mail.
If you're lucky. Well, do we have a blues next by any chance, or what did you have in mind to do?
Well, we didn't really have a blues set up for you.
You don't have to, but since we talked
about it. We had a Lucinda Williams piece we were going to do, which has elements of the blues, if you want to do that, or do you want to do a...
She's a good diva.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's an incredible songwriter and then just really delivers her songs with so much truth, and I like her a lot. She's one of my favorites. I enjoy performing her stuff too. So why don't we go ahead and just do the Lucinda tune?
There we go. Let's do it. If it's a favorite of yours, then I'm sure it'll be a favorite of the listeners as you deliver it.
Yes, this song goes out to all you Lucinda fans, and especially my brother Kevin down at Tolono, who's a big Lucinda fan.
Oh, you have a brother Kevin too. Kevin and Keith and Kathy.
Yes, and I'm married to a man named Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah, it's complicated.
It wow.
So
well, it's a great
complicated.
Name.
Hold on. Okay. All right. There.
Get ready, Diva.
I told you, baby, one more time, don't make me sit all alone and cry. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, cat in a tree. You don't even wanna talk to me. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You won't take me back when I come around. You say you're sorry, then you put me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm going down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You see, I got a candle that burns so bright in my window every night. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You don't like to see me standing around, feel like I've been shot, then fall down. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You won't take me back when I come around. You say you're sorry, then you put me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm going down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. Come on, Eddie. Light. When you don't love me, it just ain't right. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. Around every corner, there's something to see. Brings it right back to how it used to be. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You won't take me back when I come around. You say you're sorry, then you put me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm going down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You won't take me back when I come around. You say you're sorry, then you put me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm going down like a train.
And this show's just about over. It was a good line to end with, I guess. Kathy Harden as the diva. Andy Baylor is the dude. And they're going to be playing tomorrow night at 6:15 at the University of Illinois Research Park off of Oak Street in Champaign, just south of St. Mary's Road. They're starting at 6:15. And then it's Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Cha, sponsored by the Krannert Center and Fox Atkins Development tomorrow night. And we appreciate your coming in to the studio and singing for us and playing for us on Live and Local.
Thank you for having us,
Thanks
Kevin.
Thanks for having us, Kevin Kelly. Thanks for having us, Kevin Kelly.
There you Woo. Go.
See, there's another. It's part of
another
the case,
K.
Sure.
Couple of K's there. We love those K's.
A lot of K's going on. Well, as you develop your set, come on back in sometime.
Cool.
And we'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll do. And we will be doing some Coco Taylor. Patsy Cline to Coco Taylor and a few in between, for
Lots
sure.
In between. All right.
I wanted to do some Motorhead, but that got, well,
That got nixed, huh?
Yeah, it got nixed, yeah. No Divas and Motorhead.
Well, we have the Writer's Almanac coming up at a minute past 1 o'clock, and I'll give you a weather rundown in just a few moments. And this is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly.